Please stand and body. Yep, it is hot. You can pull it down a little bit. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bring it with me. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before you start, I should say, and I should have said at the beginning, happy Mother's Day to all mothers and grandmothers and mother figures who are here today, and wives and spouses, all the things. Wives take care of their husbands like mothers anyway.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please.
The first reading is from Acts, the 17th chapter. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, He who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God, and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said. For we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 66 responsively with me. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried.
You brought us to the net. You laid burdens on our backs.
You let people ride over our heads. You went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a spacious place.
I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows.
Those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble.
I will offer to you a burnt offering of sacrifice. With the smoke of the sacrifice of rams, I will make an offering of bulls and goats.
Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer.
Blessed be to God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. The second reading is from 1 Peter, the third chapter. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is eight persons, were saved through the water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from your body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples on the night of his betrayal, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides in you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You will live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated. Ben, it's Mother's Day. Listen to your mom. He did not like that. Anyway, do not count Evelyn's deeds against her, for in her heart she desired to do your will. Do not count Evelyn's deeds against her, for in her heart she desired to do your will. Last Sunday morning, my grandma Evelyn passed away, and on Friday we laid her to rest. The priest, yes, you heard that right, the priest, as in I do have some Catholic blood coursing through these Lutheran veins, and yet you still allow me to preach to you. What kind of Lutherans are you? Anyway, the priest prayed these words as part of the concluding rite at my grandmother's graveside service. He said, "Do not count Evelyn's deeds against her." What a relief it is to know that, perhaps especially at our funeral, it isn't all about our earthly deeds. It actually sounds kind of Lutheran. Anyway, because we all have some deeds, we all have some deeds that we hope will not be counted against us, I think, right? And I'm wondering, anyone bold enough to share just one of those deeds with me today? Anybody? One of these times, someone is going to take me up on that, and I'm not going to know how to respond in the middle of my sermon. On the night of his betrayal, Jesus says to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." So I'm wondering, since I know you all have deeds that you wouldn't share with me today, that you don't want counted against you, which means you presumably have broken some of Jesus' commandments, especially that pesky love one another command. That one's just the worst. Does that mean that you don't love Jesus? Because if you just love Jesus just a little bit more, then maybe you would keep his commandments. And maybe if you love Jesus, perhaps he would love you back a little bit more. Isn't that how it works? Looking at the Lutheran pastor over there. Nah, he's not a fan of that one. Anyway, I think it's important for us to name what Jesus is not saying. Jesus does not say, "If you follow my commandments, then I will love you." He's not saying this because Jesus' love, God's love, is not a transactional kind of love. God's love for us is not something we can buy with good deeds. Yes. Jesus does call us to live out our love for him by following his commands. And yet, he does not put conditions on his love for us. His love for us comes first. And we know this. We know his love for us comes first. Or at least we should. There is one verse in particular that I'm thinking of from earlier in John's gospel that Jesus says, maybe you've heard this one before, even if you haven't heard any of the other ones. It kind of goes like, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Anyone hear that one before? Yeah. Again, we must name what Jesus is not saying here. He does not say, God will give his son for the world if you follow the son's commandments. That's not what's being said. God's son, Jesus, has been given for us and for this entire world without conditions. And yet, we must name that on the night of his betrayal, Jesus does say to his disciples, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I gotta say, these words can be troubling, especially for us folks who sometimes, on occasion, have a little bit of trouble keeping his commandments, especially that pesky love one another commandment. We try and we fail, and we try and we fail, and we try and we fail and fail and fail again to keep these commandments. And ultimately we conclude, well, I must not love Jesus enough because I cannot keep his commands, at least not as often as I should. And I gotta say, neither could my grandma, which is why the priest prayed, do not count Evelyn's deeds against her. And if you think about it, this makes sense. If all her deeds were good ones, the priest would have said, by all means, count her deeds for her. But he didn't say that. He said, do not count her deeds against her. Our obituaries, they can say all the nice things about us, can't they? But we will all carry some not so great deeds with us to our graves. Deeds that probably aren't going to make the obituary. And yes, that includes my grandma. And pause. It's not good when you only have 4 pages of a 5-page sermon. Hold that thought. Think about how my grandma had things that she's done that she would not like included in her obituary. Jack, you know what? She did not cut me out of the obituary. I think. It's in here somewhere. Hold on. Stay with me. Got it. Well, see, Adam, you're not the only one who makes mistakes. All right, I'm going to go back. And neither could my grandma, which is why the priest prayed, do not count Evelyn's deeds against her. So again, if we think about it, if all her deeds were good ones, he could have said, count all her deeds for her, which he didn't. So if my grandma had some not so great deeds, and I am certain that she loved Jesus, then how do we reconcile what Jesus says here? If you love me, you will keep my commands. It's a tough one. Jesus is not requiring that we prove our love for him by following his commands or by doing good deeds. But he is also not saying, you're saved, so on second thought, just go ahead and do whatever you want, because nothing you do here on earth matters. Just go ahead and be a terrible person. Sin away. Jesus is not saying this. Jesus is, though, he's calling us out of a passive, immature, superficial love that stops at simply love for Jesus, and into an active, demonstrative, commandment-following kind of love that flows from his love for us and out into the world. A love that doesn't love to receive anything. A love that doesn't love to receive anything, but a love that loves because it knows it has already received everything. And I wonder, what does it look like? What does this look like? Jesus tells his disciples on this same night, the night of his betrayal, he says to them, just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. This is a command, by the way. And he says this right after he washed the feet of a betrayer and a denier. This is that kind of love. Jesus is calling us to this love. It is a love that loves the world because it has already received everything. These words, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. They are not another command in and of themselves. They are not. They are not an if-then kind of transaction. Again, this is not a transactional love. But they are an invitation into a life of love. We love because he first loved us. Those are not my words. They're from 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. It's our memory verse for the year from the Northwestern Ohio Synod. Do you have it all memorized? We love because he first loved us. And when we fail to love as he first loved us, it is then that we find comfort in the words that the priest prayed as he committed my grandma into the hands of the God who loved her first. He says, do not count her deeds against her, for in her heart she desired to do your will. As her faith united her to your people on earth, so may your mercy join her to the angels in heaven. This, my dear siblings in Christ, was my grandma's hope. This, my dear siblings in Christ, is our hope. Because God so loved the world, we have hope. His name is Jesus Christ. And it's still the Easter season, so guess what? He is risen. I know, I said my part a little soft, so we're going to... He is risen! Amen.
Thank you.
Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our
as Christ promises not to leave us orphaned, send your Holy Spirit to guide First Lutheran and all the people of God, comforting the weary, strengthening the doubtful, and emboldening all the baptized to proclaim your righteousness with love and truth. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. You provide comfort in times of trouble. Heal those who are sick. Shelter any who are unhoused. Feed those undernourished, and accompany and console all who are lonely, bereaved, anxious, or ill. Especially the family and friends of Jim, the family and friends of Evelyn, Terry, Jack, Beth, Barb and Clint, Doug, Ed, Mary Ann, the Ventrini family, those on our long-term prayer list, and for those that we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. You are love, and you desire that we love one another. This Mother's Day, bless mothers, grandmothers, and all who provide mothering care. Come close to those whose relationships with their families are difficult, and console all those who grieve the loss of mothers and mother figures, the loss of children, and those who long to become mothers but struggle with infertility. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. We now continue worship with our gifts and our offerings.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Merciful God,
accept the fruits of our labor, gathered to give you glory. You have set a table before us, a glimpse of that great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus, amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table of new life. Receive the risen Lord. Thank you. And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nations. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
It's been a rough one today. So, a few announcements. Allegedly. Connections Expo. Anything to add, Marty?
Okay. I'm begging. We need 5 volunteers for Saturday. It is not difficult to sit there and coordinate a photo booth. It's just not difficult. But we need help. We really need help packing up at 4 o'clock, bringing stuff back to church and getting it in here. Out, an hour at the most, 4 o'clock. Please, I'm begging. This is an outreach program for this church. We need help. We can't just do it for you. Thank you.
If you would like Marty's phone number, I can provide it to you.
Or just be there at
10:30 on Saturday, this Saturday. Alrighty. All right. What other announcements do we have this morning? We do have catechism after worship today until 1. Does that work for you, Brian? Okay, good.
Meal, check out
the sheet that is, I think,
Tuesday.
This Tuesday. So check out the sheet for that. Any other announcements? No one here wants to announce that they're graduating from
college on
Friday, huh?
No one?
No one wants to announce. Does this count as me not announcing it? Let's have a round of applause for Lucy Myers. Lucy, I'm sorry. Any other day, but she said that's all she wanted for Mother's Day. All she wanted for Mother's Day. Anyway, so congratulations to Lucy, who is graduating from college on Friday, and on Saturday will probably, you know, still be a nurse, but just get paid more, right? Anyway, with that, please stand in body or in spirit. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen. Now it's yours.
Thank you.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Baptized and beloved, we go forth and love as Christ loves us.
We will.